This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. The church is supposed to support believers and the body of Christ. So when churches become abusive, it's a tragedy of the highest order. In a massive expose from the Associated Press, 43 Word of Faith congregants rallied together to expose years of alleged abuse by the church. Find out more after this break. Prepare to experience an uplifting summer getaway like no other. Filled with inspiration and empowerment, Woman Thou Art Loosed and Manpower at MegaFest are back in Dallas, Texas from June 28th to July 1st, 2017. These two symposiums are packed with encouragement, motivation, and insight that will refresh you and revolutionize your life. If you're looking for uplifting words for the soul and thought-provoking seminars that will embolden you for the future, receive all of this and more at Woman Thou Art Loosed and Manpower at MegaFest 2017. With all this and more, it's no wonder that MegaFest is primed to be the best family vacation experience of 2017. So save some cash and register yourself and your entire family today at www.mega-fest.com. That's www.mega-fest.com. Or call 1-800-BISHOP-2. MegaFest. It's more than a festival. It's an experience. And now, back to our show. In a groundbreaking expose, dozens of men and women are now speaking out about the alleged abuse they suffered at the hands of a local church. The church in question, Word of Faith Fellowship in North Carolina, is pastored by Jane Whaley and her husband Sam. Last week, the Associated Press released evidence detailing how congregants, everyone from crying babies to crying adults, were regularly punched, smacked, choked, slammed to the floor, or even thrown through walls. Ex-congregant John Huddle said about Pastor Whaley, "She has a way of getting people to do things. She knows the right words to say, the right buttons to push." Whaley reportedly tried to purify sinners and cast out devils by a process known as blasting, an ear-piercing verbal onslaught for hours at a time. Word of Faith has justified these practices with verses like Acts 2:2 and Exodus 15:8. The church has been in the news before, though nothing has ever stuck. Five church members were charged after a gay man reported that they attempted to beat the homosexual demons out of him, and in 1999, the church was investigated by police for child endangerment. In 2014, one accuser said, "The line between religion and abuse, they're crossing it quite severely. That's why I'm doing this. They have to know you cannot hurt people." Word of Faith denies the allegations of abuse, telling media they're shocked and saddened by the reports. In a statement, the Whaleys said, "We do not condone or allow abuse in any form at our church, period." They said many of their members are very happy in the church and that these allegations are simply a distraction to gain favor in court cases. Pray that the truth will come out swiftly and, assuming there is abuse in the church, that the congregants of Word of Faith will be able to safely get out. And if you appreciate today's story, you can hear more stories on Charisma Connection. You can find that show and many more at cpnshows.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.